What is up, y'all? It's your girl Dre K. Look, I am in the middle of doing a lot that God has graced me to do. I am in the middle of launching my consulting business for creatives. I am in the middle of this kingdom marriage process. I am in the middle of just establishing my businesses and my podcast and this position to pursue course. Like, I'm in the middle of doing a lot, but I have been struggling to kind of like discern what content goes with what word, like what word goes with what, you know what I'm saying? And as a creative, that can be very like frustrating. So I don't know if this is going to be a podcast episode. I don't know if this is going to be a video for the position to pursue course. I don't know. All I know is I got to get this word out. Excuse the way I'm looking. Like, I did not plan on doing a video today, but y'all know me. Y'all know I don't say nothing unless God tells me to say it. Y'all know I don't do anything unless God tells me to do it. I have a responsibility of not quenching the spirit. Okay, so whenever God tells me to speak on something, I have to be obedient and speak on it. And y'all bear with me. If you're watching this on YouTube, if you're watching this video and the lighting is like going crazy, I'm sorry. Excuse that. But anyway, speaking of, the thing that I wanted to come on here and really talk to you guys about, because this is something that God was like literally downloading to me this morning, is your inability to endure. And I'm talking to myself, I'm not just talking to y'all, but your inability to endure has kept you from a lot of things that God has promised you. Your inability to pursue this process of kingdom marriage, your inability to endure the process of becoming an entrepreneur, of becoming a business owner, your inability to endure is causing you to delay whatever process you are in. I literally was last night, I was literally like, look here, God, this kingdom marriage stuff, like, get somebody else to do it. I'm over it. I'm done. No, I don't want to do it. It's too hard. I'm changing. I'm having to do a lot of change. I'm having to, like confront myself and confront my demons, and it's just taking a lot out of me. It's doing a lot in me, through me, and out of me. Plus, the warfare is just on another level. I have been hit with so many like health issues. Like, I'm literally going through a Job process, not just a Job season. I am going through Job's process. And the process has literally been obstacle after obstacle, test after test, like attack after attack, in order to get me to the end of the thing, in order to get me to where God has promised me, in order to get me to the promised land, right? I have to endure so many things on a daily that I have been experiencing a lack of endurance. I'm like, okay, God, you want me to continue along this journey of pursuing kingdom marriage, but this man ain't acting right. This man ain't talking to me. This man ain't this. This man ain't that. Da, 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 da. God, you want me to pursue this music thing, but this isn't right, and this isn't right, and I have to go through this, and I have to go through that. And oh, God just reminded me of a dream I had. Jesus. Anyway, all I'm really trying to say is there are going to be obstacles along the way, there are going to be challenges along the way. For example, anytime I go to record something, problems like this, lighting happens, distractions just occur. My last podcast episode, I wasn't able to upload that video for a week and a half. And it just caused so many delays. I was like, okay, well, maybe God don't want me to put the video out. And it literally took me days to like try to figure out how to put that vi video back up. But there are going to be a lot of attacks on your character, on your faith, a lot of attacks in the thing that God is calling you to do. If that's calling you to prepare for a marriage, if that's calling you to prepare to launch your business, if whatever process it is, like, you know that you are in a season to produce it when the attacks come, when it's hard to endure. And for me, your girl, it's been every day, okay? I am faced with some type of attack or something, like something spiritually, something financially, something, you know, physically. Like, for the past couple of months, I have been having excruciating back pain. Like, to where I can't sleep, to where I can't really sit up straight. I had gotten in a car wreck in February. There's been so much, but God led me to scripture this morning, because even last night I was like, I'm done with this kingdom marriage stuff, okay? Like, get somebody else to do it, okay? But my ability to endure is not just connected to how I feel in a moment. My ability to endure is connected to the other side of the promise. Is connected to the marriage. Is connected to the success of the business. Is connected to the instruction and the assignment. A lot of times we miss God's flow because it seems like, oh, God is telling me to do this. He's telling me to go forth and put this out. And he's telling me to create the content. He's telling me to do this. And he's telling me to do that. And I feel him so strongly speaking to me about this thing, right? That after a while of him speaking and telling you to do this and telling you to do that, you find yourself procrastinating, or you find yourself unable to withstand the attacks or the difficulties or the challenges, and you wonder why it's been so hard to hear God's voice. You wonder why, oh, God hasn't really been speaking to me about this particular thing that he was just telling me to do. He hasn't really been giving me confirmation after confirmation like he was a month ago or 2 months ago, this and that. When God flows, when his spirit comes upon you, it's to get you to act. It's to get you to do something. It's to get you to put in action. When he's stirring up your faith to do something that seems impossible or difficult, that is him testing your faith. That is him giving you work to do that will produce the faith. That is him telling you, I need you to do this, but I need you to have faith in it as well. And sometimes, a lot of times, we either have a lot of faith and no work, or we have a lot of work and no faith. That's where the stronghold is. That's where the breakthrough needs to occur. What is keeping you from doing both? What is keeping you from enduring the process of having faith in a thing, but also enduring the process of doing the thing that you're trying to have faith for? There's a difference between doing something in your own strength and believing in yourself to get it done. It's another thing to do something in your strength with God, but also believing the type of outcome that he's promised you. Who's that for? All I'm saying is, the stronghold is your inability to endure. Whatever mindsets, whatever thoughts, whatever emotions come into play that get you to want to stop, that gets you to stop, whatever thoughts that get you to forfeit the process, that is the stronghold that needs to break in your life. A stronghold is literally an argument that goes against the word of God. So if God is telling you, this man is your husband, God is telling you, pursue this thing, God is telling you, go ahead and do this. If you don't have faith, if you're not putting in work, and these arguments are coming at you, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you can't do that, it's too late for you, That ain't your husband. That's not, oh, look how he looking, this and this and that. That serpent? Oh God. That serpent, as the serpent appeared to Eve in the garden, the serpent is appearing to you in your process. God gave Eve an instruction. The serpent came to confuse her. The serpent came to confuse her, to get her to do the opposite of what God told her to do. And for a lot of you all, that's happening to you. The serpent is speaking so loudly that you are confusing yourself on what you are hearing and what God is trying to communicate to you. This is spiritual warfare at 1,000. Some of y'all don't realize that if you actually endure the process and you get to the end of the thing, that you're going to break a generational curse. You're going to break a stronghold. You're going to change something in your bloodline. You're going to change something in your finances. You're going to change something in your mindset. You're going to change something in your emotional intelligence. But Jesus, the conversation that you're having with this serpent, the lies of the enemy, is keeping you from enduring the process. So whatever conversations, whatever arguments that are going against the word of God, you need to cast those arguments down immediately before it makes you forfeit, before it makes you weary, before it makes you want to give up, before it makes you give up. For a long time, a lot of you, God has been calling you to create a book. He's been calling you create a course to start the business, to put the podcast out, to put the song out. But that serpent has been talking to you and telling you you're not good enough. No one's gonna listen to that song. No one's gonna buy that book. Oh, it's just too much. It's too much work. It's too much work. And you don't realize that work is a requirement to get the promise. Faith without works is dead. If you're not putting in faith and work, what you are believing in is gonna die. I hope that makes sense to you all. I don't want this video to be long, but for those of you who are having emotional battles with this whole kingdom spouse, kingdom marriage journey. I'm having one-on-one sessions. The link and everything will be in my bio. I want to coach you through this process because for a lot of you all, y'all are doing the same things that I was doing, and it's causing delays. I've been talking to a lot of you in my DMs. I've been talking to you guys in my TikTok videos and everything, but ultimately, the thing that you're asking God to do for you, the thing that you're believing God to do for you, is going to require work, and a lot of you aren't putting in that work. A lot of you want me to just give you the strategy. You want me to just give you a prophecy or give you this and this and that, but you don't realize that every word that God gives you requires work. It requires a process. And a lot of you aren't enduring the process because your emotions are all over the place. So if that is you, click the link in my bio or go to DreaK.com. You can book a one-on-one session with me. I will be happy to walk you through a process of what needs to occur, what needs to happen, and ultimately the work that you need to do. Okay? If you are a creative or a consultant or a coach or you have some type of project, God has been calling you to do something, but you don't know where to start. You don't know how to get it done. You've been procrastinating. You need to sign up for my webinar that I'm having this Saturday. on July 29th at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. You need to sign up for that. I'm going to give you the blueprint on what you need to do to get your vision to come to life, the steps that you need to take in order to get it done. Now, that requires work too, but that's on you. A lot of this work is going to come from a place of endurance. A lot of the stuff that God is calling us to do, and it may seem like a lot, but for some of you, the work is to learn how to manage your time, to learn how to prioritize what God has called you to do, to have faith that this thing will actually happen. So it's time to put the work in. It's time to stop making excuses. It's time to get out of our emotions and our feelings. It's time to endure some things in life. We've always ran away from hard challenges. We've always given up. We've always delayed. We've always allowed other people to tell us what to do. And ultimately, it still ends up falling into our lap. Because we are now faced with an opportunity to get it right, to obtain something, to work for something that God wants to give us. So if this sounds like you, go ahead and sign up for all of that. Go to my website. But ultimately, if this video resonated with you, it's time to get the work done. It's time to endure. Okay? All right. I don't know when I'll be back. Because the Lord be speaking to me while I got my uniform and stuff on. Like, I don't know. Yeah, but if this video resonated with any of you, happy enduring. Because your inability to endure is not going to get you to where you are believing in God to go. Okay? I'll be back when the Lord sends me. I love you guys. Bye.